KN4 VWA. Can I impose upon somebody to give me a quick radio check?
Steve, I got a mask on. I'm just getting out of the car. You're on TR. Gotta go.
Your buddy? Am I full quieting and into the repeater solid?
Yes, sir. Seems like the room you're in might just have a teeny bit of echo, but you're doing great. Perfect.
Great. Now, I've swapped some antennas around, and I've moved them. So I'd like to check that Yaesu that I've got real quick. You mind?
W2T monitoring.
Truck here and talking to you, and my glasses are fogging. I need to run, Steve, but I'll be back in probably 5 or 10 minutes. Send 0TR. Clear for now.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
Been there?
Yeah, it is. Can't you tell, Steve?
No, you doubled over with Tom.
Well, a lot of people double over with Tom. He's a fast trigger. He's fast on the trigger.
Yes, he is. You say this radio sounds all right?
And all. What's your...
I have changed my antennas around, and I've put a nice diamond X50A on my Yaesu 991, and I've changed over to a different diamond for my Kenwood, and I was just kind of checking it real quick.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Is that the one in your truck or in your house or in the car?
This is my base.
Yeah, it's sounding good. What is that, a dual band antenna?
Yep. Well, let me switch over to the Yaesu and see how it does now on that other diamond antenna. I got it on the other end of the building. You mind?
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here for a little bit.
W-A. W-2-T. You in there?
Yeah, I'm here. You sound good. It was a squeal to start with. That must have been something you did to when you unhooked something or keyed something up.
No, I overran the head on the other radio, and it squelched. It fed back, so I had to shut it off real quick before I transmitted on this one. So is this one sounding pretty clean, too?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Doesn't sound bad at all.
Well, fantastic. Well, good enough. My antenna work for the day is clean, clear, and undone.
Well, I got a question for you. Did you and David get to go cycle riding yesterday afternoon?
Patrol tried to run us down on 11 between 14 and Bowling Springs, but we outran them.
Now, why would they want to do that?
They broke one of their radar units when we went by at about 145.
Oh, well, you know you're not supposed to do that. That gets you in trouble.
No, we left my place and went up to 11 and took 11 out to the wireman, and I picked up a couple of little blue bobs so I could do this antenna job today. And then we left the wireman and went straight out 11 over to Strawberry Hill, and I picked up another gallon of strawberries, and my wife is in there making strawberry jam right now. Bless her heart.
Well, I went by yesterday and got another gallon of strawberries, and I just finished putting, fixed me up a couple of bags of strawberries, and they're in the freezer to freeze up so that I'll have strawberries come December, January, and February, things like that, you know?
Yeah, well, I've got her making a few extra batches, a few extra jars this time because I ran out in February.
I'm going to bring a couple down here and share the wealth.
Love you like a brother, but not that much.
Oh, come on now, Steve. I wonder what Tom was doing. He was all sweaty and passing the party up when you were... I'm sitting here at my desktop.
Well, I wonder if I've got a problem then, because it just went off into weeds. Okay, let me see if I can find another station real quick. See if it's See if it's me or just propagation shifting. Is there another station out there? KN4, VWA.
KN4, MMW.
N4MMW. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Am I clear out to you?
Yeah, Rusty must be in the hole over there because he's pretty noisy.
Okay, well, see, I've just shifted some antennas around, and I put that diamond, that white stick diamond on my 991, and I got a new diamond to go on this little Kenwood inside the shack, and I thought maybe I was having a problem. Rusty, can you hear that?
I'm not hearing anything, but I'm sitting here with mobile, and I'm running inside the house one, and I'm running 50 watts out into this, so I don't know. Of course, this morning when I was talking to Tom on his radio at home, and he was all noisy and everything. I was hearing a lot of noise on him, so I don't know what it is.
Okay, but hey, Jimmy, you heard what I was talking about, didn't you?
Yeah, I just turned the radio. You're back up now, Rusty.
Well, I haven't done anything different, Jimmy. I'm just sitting here at the with the unit. I've had it on the same thing and just keyed up and talk with it. So, I mean, I'm not doing anything that I don't normally do, you know.
That's right, Rusty. No, it's probably just propagation, the way the wind's running today. Because you're back now. You're clean. All right, well, good enough. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to back on out of here. I got to go in and supervise the strawberry jam and make sure I get enough, Rusty. If you're real nice to me, might give you a half-pint jar, bud.
What happens, you do something for, you know, you make friends, you give him good advice, and then he treats you like a red-headed stepchild. Geez, what am I supposed to do, Jimmy? You've known him longer than I have.
Yeah, he and I met in high school, so I've known him a long time, except for the gap in there that we didn't run across each other until I met him at Honeywell. He'll be the worst big time after that. Yeah, he'll do that. But no, he got it.
Rusty, did you hear Jimmy dropping out there?
All scratchy, ratchy, scratchy, and popping in and out.
Hey, you guys, am I scratchy and dropping out?
Not to me.
You must have dropped down in the hole. Are you mobile?
Hayward Road, I'm topping the hill. If you can copy him at this point, you never will.
Okay, there, you're back now. All right, you must have been on the far side, down below the slope, down below the shadow. All right, well, that explains it. All right, well, guys, have fun. I'm going to drop on out of here. And 73s, KN4, VWA, N4MMW, give me a call sometime. Rusty, try to behave. Clear.
I'll send somebody up there. I'll send Jimmy up there. He'll take a whopping to you real good there. So what you up to today, Jimmy?
I went out and got me some brakes. I have something to do over the weekend along with the other chores I have.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go work at the carpenter's table, the food bank that our church is one of the sponsors of in the morning, so I know where I'm going to be in the morning. That'll be, I got to be there at 7 o'clock, so that's where I'll be there, so got to show up with my mask and everything else so I can hand out food tomorrow, because that's what's going on there, and that's the next thing we're doing. Anyway, so how you liking this retired life? You working harder now than when you were working?
Man, if I didn't have this bad knee, and the other bad knee, it would be worse. I throw some things off on my knees and I can't do it, so you know how that goes. I got a little bit of excuse. And then come June, I'm going to be back down again with the other knee, so I have a good excuse come June, end of June.
Okay. You can tell. I'll be glad to come out here and supervise and tell you what needs to be done, but you'll have to do it, that type of thing, huh?
I got some other guys that'll take over for me. in that respect, and the rest of it I'll pick up later.
Yeah, that's what's going on. You do a lot of air conditioning work?
Nah, it's real quiet right now, which is glad. It gives me a chance to do stuff here at the house. Slowly getting that done, but mine's real slow.
Sound like your phone ringing in the background.
Detector going off.
Ah, you must be over there somewhere where they're running radar today. It is, you know, and it is what it is, I guess. Well, good to hear you. Haven't talked to you in a while and everything, so maybe I'll get to see you one of these days when all of this is over here. And also, and may get you to come over and do a good checkup on my unit this spring for all, you know, this summer for inside and outside both, and get it all taken care of at one time.
Thing. We just got to do it before the second week of June. right to it by the end of this month, because I'll be down after that.
Oh, I can understand that. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll go there. It just depends upon what things are doing and everything else, and where it's all, you know, everything's going, as they say. To try to keep up with everything, I try to do what I can and everything, but I pretty much stay here at the house, you know.
Yeah, I keep a lot of distance when I do go out, do a few things, and everybody. Don't shake hands, he told him I'd do a foot kick or something like that. That's about it.
Yeah, maybe an elbow bump as you're passing and going away from each other. That's about it for me. You know, I'm trying to stay away from those things. I have me a mask I'll wear tomorrow when we're working at the carpenter's table. So that's on our next things to be done, and we'll see where it goes from there. You know how that is.
If any symptoms, you should be okay. Because that would be the problem. Once they start having a headache or some of those other symptoms, it's too late.
Well, I'm not having any of that. I'm just pretty much taking it easy. And like I said, I've been distancing, and I got me some masks now, and I'll, you know, like this weekend, tomorrow, we'll wear masks, and we're not allowing the people to come through the line. What they're doing is they're registering outside, and they'll have an outdoor registration point, and we'll get all the information that we need, and then somebody from our crew will go through the line picking up their food and stuff to be that they'll be getting, and then they'll take it back out and put it in their car, and we'll go from there. So that's the way it's set up for now.
It, we did over at TD Center when I had to volunteer to do the car run through. We had gloves and mask on, and once we got through with each one, we have alcohol. I think it was 50% alcohol, and we'd spray on the gloves, or we would change gloves. So carry you some alcohol every so often. Spray your gloves with alcohol, and it'll kill it right there.
Well, like I said, we're not going to have none of the customers are coming inside. They'll all be out in the parking lot. And where I am is I'll be inside and I hand out the food. So I'll just helping bag stuff up to the workers that are inside that will take it out to the door and pass it to someone out there who will put it in the car. We'll work at it. We've got it set up so it'll work. One group is outside handling the people registering and gets their numbers and finds out their car and sends them to their car to sit. We got another crew on the inside that takes the thing. They go through the inside collecting stuff, and then they'll bring it around to the back door, and they have it all in a shopping cart, and they'll pass it out the door to somebody else out there in the parking lot, and their job will be to take it out, put it in a car, come back in, clean the cart before they pass it back inside, and then start from there. And we're going to have rubber gloves and everything to wear all day tomorrow anyway. We're only there for about 3 hours, but I got to be there about 7:30 in the morning, and we start at 9 and run 9 to 12, so we'll see what happens.
Get your nose or your eyes. When you put that mask on, you know it starts itching right off the bat. Mine does. All right, you take care, bud, and talk to you later. I'm about to come up on my driveway here in the Taylor's area. So you have a good day, and 73's to you from N4 MMW Mobile.